Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 174 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. You're actually going to hear that introduction again here in just a minute. I actually recorded this week's podcast last night, but had some technical difficulties in getting it posted. So I'm now going to do that, and I'm going to post it in three parts just because of the details of that. I don't need to get into that. But anyway, this is going to be part one of the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. If you do, you can listen to parts two and three as well. So here is part one of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.
Well, everybody, welcome to episode 174 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, this is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, boy, what a beautiful day we had today for the first day of spring break for the Ankeny schools. I guess it's not the first day, but the first weekday of the spring break. I've been in spring break mode here the last week or two doing some spring sports previews, but really haven't thought too much about the spring sports yet. But boy, on a day like today, it'd be fun to be out there covering a golf meet, a track meet, you know, a tennis meet, soccer game, you know, whatever, you name it. It'd be fun to be out there on a day like today. Unfortunately, I spent most of today helping my mom move from Waukee to Ankeny. She moved from one memory care unit to another. My mom suffers from dementia, so if any of you out there have a parent who suffers from dementia, you probably know it was a long day. It's been pretty stressful. So right now I'm feeling a little feisty right now, and we're going to do something a little different tonight on the podcast. With it being spring break, most of the spring sports teams, you know, haven't practiced too much yet. That they certainly don't have too many meets starting up yet, other than the indoor track meets that we've had a few of those here last week, and we'll have a couple more this week. But other than that, there really hasn't been much going on. So I thought this would be a good time to tackle kind of an important issue. It's not very often that we dive into politics here on the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, but there is an issue out there that kind of intersects the world of politics and sports. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, the state of Iowa passed a new law that bans transgender girls from playing girls' sports here in Iowa, and this has been a very divisive issue. I've seen a lot of things on social media. It just seems like most people are on one side of the issue or the other, and they feel pretty strongly about it, and I get that. I certainly have an opinion on this issue. Anybody who knows me and knows my family's background knows that this is a very personal issue for me. I have a son who is transgender. He's 25 years old, or he will be in May. He graduated from Ankeny Centennial in 2015. He wasn't much of an athlete. Just a little bit of background on him. When he was a freshman, he started to transition, and he actually played on the girls' soccer team because, you know, he wasn't much of an athlete. He wasn't very good, so if he'd played with the boys, he probably would have gotten killed. And I'm not kidding. He just wasn't very good. But he enjoyed playing on the girls' team. I think it was a little bit uncomfortable for him at first, but you know, once he settled in, he enjoyed playing. He played on the JV freshman team, or whatever he called it. But he had a good time playing on that team, and you know, nobody cared, nobody said anything, and I think it was a very rewarding experience for him. So his situation obviously doesn't correlate exactly with this new law, but in a way it does. I mean, for my son, it was just kind of a common sense issue. There's just no way he could have competed on the boys' team. And he was just beginning his transition, and so it made sense for him to play on the girls' team. And like I said, he played and enjoyed it, had fun, and nobody cared. So you can probably guess how I feel about this new law. I just feel like it's unwarranted, it's unnecessary. You know, I don't think there are that many transgender girls playing sports in Iowa, and there's even fewer of them that are dominating to a level that would require this law to be put into effect. I actually tried to get some information from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. I know it wasn't the IGHSAU that put this law into effect. It was the state legislature. But I'm guessing that they must have consulted with you know, the girls' union officials before they put this you know, law into effect. You know, and even if they didn't, you know, I'd like to know how the girls' union feels about it, and how they're going to apply this law, how they're going to administer it. And but unfortunately, I didn't get any response from the girls' union. Not sure what to make of that. I know they've been busy with the girls' state tournament up until, you know, a week ago. So I'm willing to cut them some slack. But I would like to know, you know, how they feel about this issue. I wanted to find out how many transgender girls are actually competing in Iowa right now. From what I know, I don't think there's a ton of transgender girls competing in sports. And like I said, I think there are even fewer that are just dominating to a level that would require this law, you know, to be enacted. So that's kind of where I stand on this issue. I'm going to have a couple guests here in the studio tonight that are going to talk about this, and you'll hear more of my opinions later on. I also pre-recorded an interview earlier today with a top girls runner here in Iowa. I think you'll enjoy the conversation that we had with her. And I did try to get a variety of opinions on this issue. I put out a tweet a week ago looking for any Ankeny or Centennial female athletes who have a strong opinion on this subject. And unfortunately, I did not get any responses from anybody. And I think there's maybe two things I can take away from that. Either one, there are just so few transgender girls competing that it doesn't affect anybody, so nobody really has an opinion on it. I think that's probably the case. The other case may be that if somebody has a strong opinion on it, they may be afraid to say what that opinion is, because they might be afraid of the blowback they might get depending on what their opinion is. And I get that. And I do respect other people's opinions. You know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion on this issue, but like I said, for me, it's personal. I just feel like we need to be a society that promotes inclusivity rather than excluding somebody from, you know, competing in a sport that they love. And if there are so few transgender girls that are out there competing, and even fewer that are dominating, I mean, to me, the bigger issue is, you know, we need to let these kids be who they are. We need to let them compete. And I'll get into this with one of my guests. But transgender kids are so at risk for discrimination, harassment from other people. I mean, they really have a tough life growing up. I went through that with our son. I mean, it just isn't easy. I mean, nobody is going to make that choice to be transgender. And it really isn't even a choice. It's more about becoming who they are. And certainly nobody is making that choice or becoming who they are just to win a medal or to be in a sport. I firmly believe that, and nobody can convince me otherwise of that. So anyway, you're probably not going to hear too many dissenting opinions from mine on this podcast tonight. If you believe strongly that this new law is a good one, you know, you're entitled to that opinion, but frankly, you might want to turn this podcast off, because you're not going to hear probably an opinion from somebody who agrees with you. But otherwise, I would welcome everybody to listen to the podcast tonight. You know, listen to my three guests, hear what they have to say. You can listen to my opinions as well. Listen to it with an open mind. And, you know, maybe we can all learn a little something tonight. So anyway, like I said, I have two guests coming up tonight. One of the coaches from Ankeny Centennial, who coaches a spring sport, will be on later on tonight. I also have a guest from One Iowa coming on. And like I said, I have a pre-recorded interview with a top Iowa girls high school runner coming up. So stay tuned for the rest of the podcast. Well, joining me on the phone right now is one of the state's top girls high school distance runners. She has won multiple titles at the Iowa State Track Meet and was named Gatorade's Iowa Athlete of the Year in both 2019 and 2021. She's a senior at Iowa City Liberty High School, and she recently wrote an opinion piece for the Des Moines Register on the new law that bans transgender girls from competing in girls' sports. I'm happy to have her on the podcast to discuss her views in a little more depth. She is Ashlyn Keeney. Ashlyn, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I know your opinion piece generated a lot of comments in the Register's forum, but I'm sure you got a lot of personal feedback as well. You know, did you get a lot of support from people, you know, for your views on this issue?
Yeah, I did get a lot of support, both like in person from people and through social media. I did have some more negative feedback from social media and some mail, but other than that, it's mostly been positive.
Well, I mean, was most of the feedback, you know, like, constructive? I mean, it wasn't anything nasty, was it?
Not for the most part, no. There might have been, like, a couple things, but everything else was pretty constructive. It was pretty good, yeah.
Well, I know this has been a pretty divisive issue, so I'm not surprised that, you know, you heard from some people that, you know, disagreed with you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious, Ashlyn, you know, how did your opinion piece come about? Did you just decide to write it and submit it, or did the Register ask you if you wanted to write something?
Yeah, I had just been hearing about the topic, and seeing some other things that female athletes in Iowa were putting out, and I wanted to share a different perspective from a lot of them. So I just started writing. I wasn't sure if I was going to actually submit it, but then I did, and that's how it came about.
All right. Well, I applaud you for your stance on this issue. As I mentioned in my opening monologue to the podcast, I have a transgender son, so it's really not possible for me to be, you know, unbiased when it comes to this issue. I'm going to support the LGBTQ community every day of the week. So I definitely agree with the views that you wrote about. I wanted to read a little bit of what you wrote in your piece to our audience, you know, in case they didn't see it, and then we can discuss it a little further. You write, quote, "I'm extremely grateful for the opportunities provided by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and wish for all girls to have access to them. The first paragraphs on the website for the IGHSAU contain the following statements. Our mission is to govern fair, safe, and sportsmanlike interscholastic competition that emphasizes the educational enhancement of all participants. This website helps provide athletes, coaches, and administrators news, information, forms, policies, guidelines, rules, scores, schedules, and more to aid in the promotion and success of every Iowa girl. Many people have drawn attention to the word fair in this mission statement, maybe to the detriment of the rest of the Girls Union mission. Notice the words all participants and every Iowa girl. If these phrases are truly at the heart of this organization, then this includes transgender women. Transgender women are women. They deserve the same respect, support, and opportunities as all other women. The opportunity up for discussion here is the most basic one, the inclusion of transgender women in sports." Well, Ashton, I think that is a tremendous point that you made. Obviously, you feel like high school sports should be about inclusion and participation, and that, you know, nobody should be excluded from competing, right?
Oh, yes, for sure. I feel that high school sports are all about learning and growing as a person and as an athlete, and everyone should have access to that.
Well, then you also write, quote, "Many people advocating against transgender athletes in sports seem to believe that trans women have transitioned because they were not good enough when competing with men, so they decided to compete against women. This is simply untrue," end quote. Yeah, this is one of the arguments for the new law that really irritates me personally, because, you know, the next transgender woman who transitions just in order to win a medal will be the first one. You know, it simply isn't a thing. You also point out that according to a doctor from the Cleveland Clinic, because of the stress and discrimination that trans youth face, they are at increased risk for depression, anxiety, and suicide. I mean, nobody's going to choose to go this route just because they want to dominate girls' sports, right?
Oh, of course, 100%. I have never heard of that. There is no one who has transitioned purely to beat other people. They're just transgender people just want to be in the sports like everyone else. That's just something that's a part of who they are, just as being transgender is a part of who they are. It's not one for the other. They're not becoming transgender to win sports.
Well, let me ask about your personal experiences. You know, do you know if you've ever had to run against a transgender girl?
I don't believe I have, actually.
Well, you write in your piece that, quote, "Even if I were to encounter a teenage athlete with a competitive advantage, I would rather be beaten by a transgender girl at a high school meet than for her to be excluded from the sport she loves." You know, I think that's a great position for you to have. I know I've heard a lot of people make the argument that, oh, if you had a daughter and she got beat out for a medal by a transgender girl, you know, you would feel differently about this. But no, I don't think I would. I just think it's more important to promote inclusivity, you know, and I would hope if I had a daughter that I could pass along those values to her. You know, but back to you, you obviously wouldn't be afraid of competing against and possibly losing to a transgender girl, would you?
Oh, of course not. I want everyone to be able to have the same experience as me, to be able to experience all of the great things that come with sports, and more specifically track and field and cross country. As I said in my piece, I would rather be beaten by a transgender athlete than have her miss out on all of the great things it has to offer. So there is nothing negative that I would feel towards racing a transgender athlete. It's all positive, and I would love to have them in my races.
Well, I know there have been a number of school districts in Iowa that have, you know, tweeted out their support for the LGBTQ community in response to this new law, and I believe the Iowa City District is one of them.
Yep.
There have also been some students who have walked out of school in protest of the new law. You know, do you think if there's enough backlash to the new law that maybe the Iowa legislature would reconsider this law?
You know, I really hope so. I'm not sure. about what the outcome will be, but I think it's really great that so many people are advocating against this law, and I think that all this support is really important, and I really hope it makes a difference.
Well, I'll be honest, Ashlyn, I tried to get a hold of the girls' union to get some information from them regarding transgender athletes, you know, like how many of them were currently competing in girls' sports and how this new law would be applied. I also invited somebody from the girls' union to come on and talk about the new law because, you know, I'd like to know whether the sponsors of the bill that eventually became the law consulted with anybody from the girls' union about their thoughts on this issue, you know, since it is going to impact girls' high school sports. I couldn't even find anything on the girls' union website about the new law. You know, I don't want to sit here and bash the girls' union because I've always had a good working relationship with them, and I have a lot of respect for them. But do you think they should have a stance on this issue, or at the very least, you know, something on their website that explains how this new law will be put into effect?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I don't really know. I think I had emailed my piece to some people at the union, and some of them did agree with me and felt that the bill would be harmful. So I think it would be good to have some statistics from them and some support for or advocation against the bill or the law. But I guess, yeah, we haven't really seen that, and I don't know what it would take from them really to show lawmakers and just the people of Iowa the truth, and that this law is harmful and it's not gonna help anyone in any way. So yeah,
it just seems to me like if the girls union told the lawmakers that, hey, we don't need this law, or we think it would be harmful, that maybe they would listen to them. But I just don't know if they ever had those conversations.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I should point out that in your piece, you know, you write that you respect those who disagree with your ideas and that you strongly believe that it is necessary to handle disagreement with consideration for others and with a willingness to learn. You know, I would certainly echo your sentiments. There was another high-profile runner here in Iowa who wrote a piece for the Register in support of the new law. And like your piece, it was very well written. You know, I just don't happen to agree with her views, but that's fine. She's entitled to her opinion as well. I guess my biggest complaint is that, you know, after the new law was signed, the governor posed for photos with a group of female athletes, you know, like she was celebrating some huge political victory, and maybe she was, but all I can think about is the transgender girls who are being excluded and how those photos would make them feel. Did that bother you, the way that the new law was celebrated as some sort of victory for the high school girls?
Yeah, it was so disheartening to see the photos afterwards, all those female athletes and just supporters standing around the governor smiling as she was stripping away equality from transgender athletes and transgender people. So that was really tough to see, and it kind of just showed, to me at least, how I feel as though the people in support of this new law aren't really thinking about the way it will affect other people and affect the transgender community. So it was really hard to see that.
Well, I should also add that it wasn't a very diverse photo either, and maybe that's a topic for another day, but that just wasn't a very good look either, was it?
Yeah, and I did see a comment somewhere on Twitter that said that, and I was like, yeah.
Not surprising, though. Well, Ashlyn, you concluded your piece with a paragraph that I'm going to read here now because I think it does a great job of summarizing your views. You write, quote, "Fair means fair to all. You can care about both cisgender women and transgender women. They are all real women and deserve to be treated as such. In fact, caring about making sports as fair as possible for cisgender people should mean caring about making them fair for transgender people, too. Gender identity shouldn't play a role in the opportunities we are allowed. Everyone deserves equality, respect, and support, values that lie within the heart of Iowa girls sports." Well, Ashlyn, I couldn't have said that any better, so I'm not even going to try. I just want to thank you for coming on the podcast and expressing your views. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Have a good season.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a good rest of your day.
Yep, bye.